Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freak.
Coming off Freak.
You know, Freak Nation, it was a perfect opportunity for a Cinderella story, as our friend Bob Pockrass wrote at ESPN.com and the NASCAR Insider. But damn it, no Cinderella story at Kansas Speedway. In fact, the four dudes who were eliminated pretty much went, okay, go home and collect my millions, party with my family for our 6 weeks off, and we'll be back at it in February. Okay.
Kyle Larson did everything he could in a backup car, starting from the back of the field, to win that thing. And yeah, he got third and was eliminated from the playoffs because of that third place. He needed a win to move on. But that dude always steps up when most needed.
What we're talking about, of course, Kansas Speedway, Freak Nation. How are you doing, man? Speed Freak, Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, SpeedFreaks.tv. Been doing this thing for over 18 years, so we've got you another big show tonight, Freaks. And we're talking about Kansas Speedway, where, again, when you have an elimination race, you just hope there's some Cinderella stories or what I call the old Kurt Busch lose a tire, win the championship moment. And still, to this day, and I think it was the very first.
He almost lost it today because he came into the race today 30 points above the cutoff line. Then he did have tire issues and he went a lap down and was. If the race would have ended there, would have been technically out, but then he worked his way back up. You almost had your dream come true.
Statman, we talk about how there's a little switch up there in radio control, up there in NASCAR control, where they can flip the switch and kind of, you know, have this race finish the way they want it to. And looks like they might have lost that switch to put an eliminator in there. What do we call Robbie Gordon back in the day?
The mixer.
The mixer. I was telling somebody that story the other day. The mixer, yeah.
Yeah.
Always gets in the middle and just mixes things up.
They need a mixer in there. They need an old Robbie Gordon, a mixer. When things are going too good, you just need a mixer in there, Statman. We needed a mixer in there for Kansas today.
Well, we didn't need a mixer. NASCAR is what it is. But I will tell you a Robbie Gordon story. This is a great story from Southern California 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, it wasn't last week, it was the week before, he was inducted into the Los Angeles Sports Walk of Fame.
Ooh.
In fact, along with Chris Forsberg and a bunch of other people. But he bought his car out there, one of his trucks. In fact, he drove it from his shop to Long Beach where the thing was supposed to be going on. And they sat there and talked about it the whole time. Everybody was looking at it, this big orange thing sitting over in the corner. They waited until the end so that they could see Robbie Gordon demonstrate the car. Chris Forsberg drifted in the little space that they had a motorcycle guy, Johnny Robinson, who rode his motorcycle wheelies and everything. And then Robbie got in the truck and it wouldn't start.
That's not mixing it up.
They bragged about $1.5 million that he had spent on the thing, and people behind the scenes were saying maybe he should have spent another $100 for a battery.
Isn't that perfect, Robbie Gordon, though?
You know what it is.
It was so perfect. I sat there, and I wondered if I should use that, and I decided not to. But since you brought it up tonight, it was too good to let go.
Oh, my goodness.
You got Speed Freaks of the Sun tonight. A big show coming up, Freak Nation. Daniel Suarez, NASCAR Cup pilot, looking for a ride for 2019. Currently running with Joe Gibbs Racing. He's on the last year of his 3-year deal with Joe Gibbs Racing and doesn't have a ride for 2019. We're going to catch up with him in about 10 minutes. Also, Sheldon Creed. If you're familiar with off-road racing, ARCA racing, you'll know the last name of Creed. Sheldon Creed won the ARCA championship and the race Friday night from Kansas. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. We got a freaking flashback, Megadeth. Over 5 years ago, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. He joined us here in the Freak Nation. Also coming up, we have Edwin Evers, one of the biggest names in all of professional fishing. Millions of dollars this dude has won, and evidently you guys like his product because this guy's worth a whole lot of cake. He's going to be joining us here in the Freak Nation. We've got some Robbie Gordon stories to – we can fill 2 hours of Robbie Gordon stories, including making one of our winners to Spain throw up outside of a restaurant in downtown Barcelona.
It's right in the touristy section, right in front of a floor-to-ceiling window of a restaurant. Yes, that was Robbie Gordon.
Yeah, was sitting in the back seat of his rented Volkswagen when Robbie Gordon decided to go bonkers through the streets of Barcelona. And maybe we'll get to that story sometime coming up. Daniel Suarez in about 10 minutes and Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes coming up.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Yes. Joining up with another round of affiliates for Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Daniel Suarez, Cup Pilot's going to be in here. We're going to hear from professional angler, big-time fisherman, dude's a badass, Edwin Evers will be in here, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, and Crash Gladys has a cure for something that ails you because she's certainly blowing half of it out of her nose right about now. Yep, okay. She's got a cold. It's Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our good friends at General Tire. You go to generaltire.com to find out what tire you need for your righteous ride. That's a General Tire. com. Crasher.
Just lube me up with some Lucas Oil nose juice. Nose oil. That'll help.
High five!
Formula One was in the States again, the United States. So the title fight, however, continues. No, Lewis Hamilton was not able to wrap the season title in front of his U.S. crowd base. Thanks for coughing on the mic, Kenny. But he's still so far ahead, it's crazy. He takes over at the start, taking over at the start was Kimi Raikkonen, and Kimi used a one-stop strategy in order to claim the win. This was his first win since rejoining Ferrari, proving all of his doubters wrong, he was very quick to point out. Most importantly, though, Kimi Raikkonen's daughters are very excited to have Daddy finally come home with a winner's hat. Just a bit north, NASCAR and ARCA raced in Kansas. ARCA with their season finale, where Sheldon Creed, all he had to do was clinch the championship, was take to the track for one practice lap. He did a little bit more than that because he also won the freaking race. Sheldon Creed signed up for a full-time ride this season with one goal in mind, win the title. Many people laughed and said it was a little too lofty of a goal for his first full-time ride in ARCA. What are those guys saying right about now? Then the Xfinity race was in Kansas. John Hunter Nemechek taking the win there. And in the Cup side, Monster Energy Cup, we are now down to the round of eight. Chase Elliott took the win today, and because of that, making it his second win in this round of 12. Points were at a premium for any driver needing to make it to the next round of playoffs. Get this, out. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, former champ Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney. Are you kidding me? In other news, Fernando Alonso said that his full season of IndyCar would be too demanding in 2019 with his sports car schedule. And it was an independent decision of McLaren also not going to IndyCar yet. But he's not ruling out a full-time effort in the future and also not ruling out next year's Indy 500, saying it still has the biggest pull for me.
Daniel Suarez, big-time Cup pilot, coming up. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Well, it's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and, of course, rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged style to match, look no further than the Grabber X3. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, aggressively styling with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate fans unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
We've been doing it for over 18 years in the Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks and SpeedFreaks.tv. Got us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're there for you. And you missed any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Now, in the Freak Nation, Daniel Suarez, running for Joe Gibbs Racing, really has no clue what he's doing next year for 2019. And Daniel Suarez, among that being one of the toughest things you've got to deal with this year, or frankly, right now, is where you're going to land for 2019. But really, this team hasn't performed the way you anticipated it would perform for 2018. You grabbed yourself a top 25 today in Kansas. How do you and your new crew chief, your crew, even your team owner to a degree, how do you collectively get this team to a point where with these few races remaining, you grab some top 10s, maybe a top 5, even a race win? How do you do that?
Well, you have to be aware of this, Mar, and understand that we have compromises with a lot of people, with my racing, with Toyota, Aris, Stanley, and a lot of work into this year, and we have to be professionals and work hard for this year and trying to end the year strong. As a lot of things have happened lately, and especially actually in the last week or so, with a new crew chief, car chief, and some more important people in my racing. So it's important to know where we stand, and hopefully we can continue to improve into the last month and a half left into the season.
Daniel Suarez, big-time cup pilot, joining the Freaks on the Freak Radio Network. And that's a good point, though. At this point of your life and your career, that's really what you have to do at this and continue to push, whether it's you, your crew chief, your team owner at this point with Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, with the rest of this season left, what are some of the accomplishments that you and the team are looking for?
It's hard. It's really hard to put expectations right now on myself because, like I said, everything has changed. My first race, again, with my new crew chief that actually we have worked together in the past was Talladega, and obviously you can really know the speed that you have until you get to a racetrack like Kansas actually this weekend. So I guess I will know better where we are the speed wise and how we are communicating, and hopefully it was a good change for us, and and we can be strong in the last 5 weeks of the season.
Daniel Suarez is with Joe Gibbs Racing. Daniel, you have Dave Rogers now as your crew chief. You have any familiarity with him, with the way he ran a team, with the way he ran a driver?
Dave, we worked together in the beginning of my Cup season, my Cup year, my Cup rookie year in 2017. We worked together just for 2 months, unfortunately. He had some personal issues that he had to leave. But in those 2 months, actually, as a brand new Cup driver, we accomplished a good results, a few top tens, and some good runs. And I was, you know, I was kind of excited to see actually what we can do now in the last 5 weeks of the season. It's unfortunate that we haven't had the opportunity to work actually, with some consistency together, but you know, that's how it works sometimes. I felt like that was something that we couldn't control, and or maybe I just didn't do a good job pushing to try to make things happen. But I feel like we should be good. We have a good relationship. We get along very well, and he's a very competitive person, just like I am. And hopefully we can do good things together in the last 5 weeks.
You know, Daniel, that's true. Now that Dave Rogers is coming on board, you can expect something new on top of the box, a different energy. And that matters, whether it comes early in the season or with 4 or 5 races left.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit difficult. It depends how you look at it. For me, it's good because I know Dave. And for obviously for some part of my team, it's good as well. But you never know until you show up at the racetrack and you know where exactly where you're at. But it's never a lot of fun to go to a racetrack with a lot of unknowns. But this is where we are, and hopefully we can be smart and focused and continue to do what we believe that we can do best.
Daniel Suarez joining the Freaks, and Daniel, you've proven that you can drive with the best of them. What's the one thing that you feel is missing, though, that's kept you from winning and being a consistent top five driver?
I don't think there is one thing. I think there is more than one. This is a team sport. You need more than one person in the same channel to make things work. We have many important people in a race team. Obviously, driver is important. Crew chief. Engineers, pit crew, it's a combination. And unfortunately this year we just had a lot of things missing in the middle. We didn't have a lot of speed. We didn't have a lot of speed in pit road for most of the year. And just a lot of mistakes as well in pit road that they were not helping our situation, in the racetrack. And there's a lot of different problems that sometimes some people see those problems and sometimes people don't. But like I said, it's a combination of many things. And sometimes you try to fix some of them, but it's not easy. You have to attack many problems at the same time. And sometimes you fix half of them and sometimes you hurt some others. So I don't feel like it was overall the year I was looking for, but like I said, sometimes things just don't work out. And like I said, hopefully now with the pit crew actually has been doing a very good job in the last few weeks, no mistakes, and they've been gaining a lot of speed, and Davey's been bringing some new blood, some new energy to the team, and hopefully we can show something different in the last 5 weeks.
Daniel Suarez joining us on a Sunday night. And Daniel, I don't care if it's IndyCar, NASCAR, drag racing, Supercross, off-road, it doesn't matter. Communication is so key between the driver and his crew chief. With your former crew chief, were there any issues as far as communicating specifically what was going on with the car? I mean, maybe it is figuratively a language issue, or it is just being able to tell him what's going on with the car. Was that there?
No, not really. That's not a problem right now. That was actually maybe my problem 6 years ago when I didn't speak English, but not right now. Right now, that's not a problem. Just he's just lacking of speed and lacking of knowing how to attack the problem. It's very hard to know exactly where was the issue. I mean, if we knew, I felt like we were gonna fix it, but we just couldn't do it. So I don't know. I feel like it's a combination of things. Last year, as a rookie and brand new into the Cup Series, we had actually better, solid, stronger results that this year with more experience. So it's definitely a combination of things that this year we just didn't click.
Daniel, half of us on Speed Freaks are based here in Phoenix, and ISM Raceway, it's going to be that second to last race of the season, semifinals going off, but it's a new vibe. ISM Raceway is altogether new. It's not just the infield and the experience for fans, but you guys have a new start finish line. There's a new configuration here for you. What is it that you're looking forward to most about ISM Raceway and coming back to Phoenix?
Yeah, honestly, I really like Phoenix a lot. It's been a great place for me in the past. A lot of great fans, a lot of great people, and I'm really looking forward to see the new racetrack with the new garage area and the new configuration with the start finish line. So I think it's gonna be interesting to see how restarts play out, and I'm really looking forward to come back there in November.
Daniel Suarez, Cup pilot, joining the Freaks. Daniel, as always, buddy, thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just don't know what kind of future he has, if there's any interest in it. Again, we know the significance of a Joe Gibbs Racing and how big that and what that means to any driver that's driving a Joe Gibbs car, but I don't know what's out there. I have no idea what's out there. In fact, this is one of the strangest, silly seasons that I can remember with NASCAR. And also, we'll discuss that. Plus, going into what do they call the Elite Eight in basketball? What do we call this?
It's just the Round of Eight.
The Round of Eight, something as silly as that.
Yeah.
The Round of Eight with some big names gone after Kansas. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
If you're listening to the Freaks, there's a chance you know the name Huffaker Engineering and Joe Huffaker. Huffaker Engineering's been around since 1960, and winning races and championships almost ever since. Included are 3 Trans Am titles and all kinds of Sports Car Club of America titles in Jaguars, Sports Racers, and Little F Production MGs. Joe raced anything with engines he built and developed. In fact, racers took numbers and stood in lines to get his engines. Well, yesterday, the son, Joe Jr., won his 10th SCCA National Championship in another black F production MG midget. He won by more than 34 seconds. In Little League, they would have called it a mercy win. We don't talk about amateur racing much, but the Olympics of Amateur Sports Car Racing in America, the SCCA runoffs, happened this week at Sonoma Raceway. Huffaker has been at the track since it opened. He lives 10 minutes away. I'm sure Joe had customers in the field behind him, and I bet even they were cheering for him to get the gold. Peace.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now. and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Stop by Lowe's to keep your yard in top shape all year long. Spruce things up out front with bags of premium mulch or Miracle-Gro garden soil. Your choice, now 4 for $10. Then, give your lawn the good stuff by picking up a bag of Pennington Smart Seed, 15 pounds or more, and you'll get Pennington One-Step Lawn Repair free when you buy in-store. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/24 while supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details. U.S. only.
Coming up next out, whoops, a little early there, aren't I? Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I'll go ahead and do it right now. 3, 2, and 1. Coming up next hour.
All right.
Let's jump down to that 10-second bumper. Bam. Coming up next hour, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, a freaking flashback over 5 years ago. Crasher, do you remember the Moore, Oklahoma tornado?
I do.
EF5, yeah, 225 miles per hour clocked.
Oh, jeez.
Over $2
billion. That's insane. That is absolutely insane.
Dollars worth of damage. I think at one time the tornado was over 2.25 miles wide.
Yes, I do remember that. That wasn't the tornado that ripped apart Jamie McMurray's hometown, was it? Or that was
That's
another
Missouri.
One.
That's Missouri,
oh,
right?
Oh, this is Oklahoma. Yes, yeah, you're right. Oklahoma. You're right.
Anyway, this was just after the Moore, Oklahoma tornado when we had Dave Mustaine on there, that he and the band were helping raise money for the victims of the Moore, Oklahoma tornado. So Dave Mustaine will be joining us next hour, a freaking flashback. Over 5 years ago, we'll be here in the Freak Nation. Also coming up, Sheldon Creed, ARCA Series winner from Kansas Friday night, and your champion. He'll be here in the Freak Nation. Statman, help me out here, man. This has just been kind of the strangest, silly season that I can remember. You've got guys like Jamie McMurray. What's going to happen with him? Is he going to retire? Is it the Daytona 500 and then he retires? A.J. Allmendinger, is he going to go all sports car next year? Also, we know that Casey Kane, for the most part, he's not going to run next year. Matt Kenseth isn't going to run next year. You have why wouldn't Joe Gibbs, Statman, already share the news that Martin Truex is going to take over the car
officially from
Daniel Suarez. I mean, it's October 21st. These are decisions that typically would have been made with the tail end of the summer.
Well, the decisions are probably made. You and I know that decisions are made for next year, August, September at the latest. Mm-hmm. So the decisions are probably still made, but what good does it do anybody to announce that, for example, Truex is going to be in a Gibbs car when he still has 4 races and a possible championship to win in the Furniture Row car? So, yeah, I mean, the owners take care of each other. And the other reason why a lot of these guys are left out there is that there's no money. Who's going to spend money to put people in cars and pay them the money that they're used to getting? If they want to get 50% less than they were, then they'd probably get a ride. But they, you know, hard-headedly say that I want what I got before, and they're not going to get that now.
You know, Statman, sorry, Crash, you bring up a good point. You have Kurt Busch, who is still in the hunt for the championship. You have Martin Truex, who's still in the hunt for a championship. Well, where it looks like, again, Martin Truex is going to be with Joe Gibbs and that Kurt Busch will be with Chip Ganassi. I would say if these guys were not in the hunt, they would have already made that announcement, Statman.
Yeah, imagine if you were sponsoring Sargent Industries, was sponsoring Truex, and suddenly they had a big news conference that said Truex was going to run for Joe Gibbs next year in a Crash Incorporated Toyota. You'd be pretty upset about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Truex in a Crash car, and, you know, what about my car? So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense for them to step on each other's toes, because what goes around comes around, in especially, and I didn't mean the pun, because all NASCAR cars do is go around and come around. But, yeah, it'll work itself out.
You know, you brought up money earlier, Statman, in regard to this topic of why some things are not being announced. Well, you would think the good news would be announced as soon as possible. And we know Jimmy Johnson is losing his title sponsorship with Lowe's after this season. And back in May, the talks were already started of, hey, the sponsor hunt, it's looking really solid, and we've got a lot of potential candidates. But still, here we are, the middle of October, nothing has been announced. That's not a very good sign either.
No, it's not a good sign. But with a team like Hendrick and a driver like Jimmy Johnson, I think that they probably have, I don't say people standing in line, but they probably have some people, it may not be a full season ride, but somebody that, you know, give me five races, I'll take four of them. And, you know, who knows how many more, they've got 150 of them during the year. So, yeah, there's probably some people out there to sponsor a car like Jimmy Johnson.
You would think so. I mean, he is a seven-time champion. Only three people in the entire history of the series have won seven titles. Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt Sr., and Jimmy Johnson. Come on, people, step the freak up. But yeah, it was interesting to me just not too long ago, Jeff Gordon, on his last couple years before retirement, he had a charity as his quote-unquote sponsor.
What was the name of that?
It was Feeding Adult Hunger. I forget the exact name of it, though. But that was just odd to me. It's the landscape, how it's changed over the last 10 years with NASCAR.
Yeah, in our lifetime, they were charging $35 million a year for a car. Remember when that was the going rate? And now if they get $35 a race, they'd be happy.
Oh. Hey-o!
Now.
That man.
$20 million was not unheard of, right?
Does Jimmy Johnson still punch tickets? And that's not a rhetorical question. Does he punch $1 million worth of tickets? Does he?
Especially when he goes outside the NASCAR world, there's probably maybe a half dozen names that anybody knows outside of the grid, outside of the stadium. You know, that maybe the Bush brothers are the villains. There's Jeff Gordon, who doesn't race anymore. There's Dale Earnhardt, who doesn't race anymore. And there's Jimmy Johnson. Name another one who would, like John Force, who people know outside the racetrack. So, yeah, I mean, when Jimmy Johnson shows up somewhere, you don't have to, beat the drums and pound the pavement to get a full house, no matter where he shows up.
And jumping into the eight that are moving on, the round of eight who are moving on, Brad Keselowski is not one of those that's moving on. Here's a dude that wins, three races, Crasher?
This season?
Was it three races? Yeah, three races this season? Or was it three races in a row? What was it? Yeah, wins three races this year. He was the closest to the cutoff in today's race. And then all of a sudden, he wasn't ever in contention. Curious where points are stacking up now, if it was just a straight-up point system. When you got a guy who's won three...
Oh, there's people out there that are doing that math. Because apparently, Jimmy Johnson would not have won one of his first couple of titles if the points had stayed the same or something. Yeah, there's so many people out there with all these different theories. If you just would have kept it the same, leave the points alone, this would have been your title person. This would
you
have
know
been
what?
Yeah.
You know what bothers me, and I thought about this earlier this afternoon. Eric Almirola, a cool guy, likes the Freaks, a friend of the Freaks, but Eric Almirola barely got into all this, and chances are if he wins one race, gets into the Final Four at Homestead, and finishes for some reason in front of everybody else, Eric Almirola could be the NASCAR champion. Right. Do you think Eric Almirola deserves a NASCAR championship?
Ooh, that is such a good question. And that's actually, I don't know if it was last time we had NHRA Top Fuel leading in points Steve Torrence on. I don't know if it was last time or two times ago. That's exactly why Steve Torrence doesn't like the countdown, which is the same as the chase, the playoffs for NASCAR. Because he says a title, a championship, is supposed to be about overall season consistency. Whereas you come into these playoffs now in racing, and it just erases all of your dominance and your successes from the first three quarters of the season. And that's why Steve Torrence doesn't like it. And if Eric Almirola were to pull off that miracle, it would be a very odd situation for NASCAR and its fans to be in. Because, no, he's not a championship driver. He would have won the system, but, ooh, it just doesn't match up.
I could not agree more, Crash. I thought about that, and I literally sat back in my chair and stared at the ceiling for a few minutes, thinking, you know, sure, he got in. You could say he was the wild card entry, but let's say in the NFL, if a wild card team gets in at 8-8 and pushes the envelope and gets into the Super Bowl and wins for some mm-hmm. reason, are they the best team? Are they the championship team? Or are they just the team that worked the system?
Sounds familiar being here in Phoenix when it was Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cardinals got in as the wild card and got all the way to the Super Bowl. And then that old Pittsburgh Steelers defense decided to show up and ruin the party. Freak Nation, coming up next, Edwin Evers. A lot of you know who this dude is, man. Major League Fishing superstar. One of the biggest names in all of fishing. And you'll understand the significance of why he joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV-TV. MAV-TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV-TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAV-TV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV-TV is motorsport.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate Band Unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, proving anywhere is possible with Speed Freaks since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV.
Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. Follow us on Twitter. We're there for you on Facebook. Website, speedfreaks.tv. Edwin Evers joining us here in the Freak Nation. There's so many things that we'd like to talk to you about, Edwin, but one in particular. I was in Missouri probably 2 months ago doing a Lucas Oil drag boat race, and I was hanging out at, was it Steak and Shake, I think it was? Yeah, Steak and Shake. And I looked to my right, and there's this dude. I thought, holy smokes, this isn't who I think it is. And it's freaking Jimmy Houston.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, do I say something to him, or do I just let it go? Do I want to be that? Do I want to be that Klingon, or do I want to be that guy that's cool and just let a superstar angler like Jimmy Houston get the hell out of here with his burger? What would you have done if you were maybe 16, 17 years old, standing next to the legendary Jimmy Houston?
I definitely would have talked to him, you know. Jimmy's a good dude. I'm good friends with him, and I definitely would have went up and talked to him back, you know, younger days. I might have been a little nervous about it, but he definitely would have talked to you.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's a personality that helped put fishing on the map. And you got guys like him and Bill Dance that you'd wake up Saturday morning and there would be some TV show with these guys out in the lake. Speaking of language, well, for me, that I had no idea what they were talking about. But you look at what these guys did before you and your kind. Edwin, is this something that you guys have tried to emulate with taking fishing where it is now from where these guys started?
Yeah, those guys are definitely the forefathers of the sport and the industry. But, still big names today. But, you know, they kind of forged the way for a lot of younger guys. So it's a lot to be said for that. You know, they were out there when it probably wasn't as cool now as it was then.
Now, why would you say that? Probably not as cool now as it was then, because there are big things on the horizon for Major League Fishing.
Well, I'm saying back when they were doing it, it's not near the cool factor as it is now. You know, when
they started it
was people were, you know, you're going to go what? You're going to go fish for a living? You know, and now it's kind of, you know, a lot more understood.
A lot more understood, and it's only going to get better. We know there have been meetings recently, and Major League Fishing is just set for an extremely bright future. What are some of the things you're looking forward to, and what are some of the things that maybe you'll miss when fishing gets even bigger?
You know, what I'll miss is definitely some of the people that were associated with the previous tours. You know, there's some great people involved, and the name and the heritage, and you know, with that said, Major League Fishing is definitely the future from the conservation aspect and just how the tournaments are run and how, you know, you catch your bass right there in the boat and you release it right after you weigh it and the television coverage and just the audience, you know, the audience that watches Major League Fishing, you can't go anywhere. And that's what everybody wants to talk about. They don't talk about a BASS event. They talk about a Major League Fishing event. And it's just, that's really exciting because, you know, Major League Fishing's goal is to take it to the next level and to introduce newer people and a newer audience to the sport, which will be really interesting.
How do you introduce a newer audience? And I'm just going to say I'm one of those people, but I am intrigued by it when some of the lingo is a little tough to follow, such as, I don't know, what do you call some of your lures?
Yeah. You know, I think we'll do that through commentation. You know, we've got some really good commentators out there that hopefully we'll explain that well to our audience and, you know, make it simple for people to understand.
Edwin Evers is a superstar fisherman with the MLF, the Major League Fishing. Edwin, did the people at the MLF, did they figure they needed to change things a little bit from Bassmasters because of new media, new television, new ways that brands had to sell themselves to the media and the public?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, the sport of bass fishing has kind of been the same for the last 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And with the people that are behind Major League Fishing, they're kind of thinking outside the box. And you can kind of see it from some of the sponsor lineups that have jumped on board and that are intrigued by it. My hat's off to them. They've done a great, great job. And, you know, the train is well on its way to take it to broader horizons.
Edwin, what was the point for you that you saw that, yeah, I can make millions of dollars of fishing? When did the light come on for you?
You know, it's never been about the money. I love being out there on the water. Yeah. and the sunrises and sunsets and, you know, catching that fish on the other end of the line and taking people fishing that's never been before and seeing them catch their first fish. You know, that's always been my dream, and to make a living doing it and to make millions at it is just a huge added bonus. I got to pinch myself, you know, all the time. Hey, this is really happening, and it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's not something that a lot of people are familiar with. I was born and raised in Dallas, so I had plenty of lakes around me. It wasn't fishing, it was skiing. So I'd get up with my family, and we'd be on the water as the sun's coming up or just as you could see the sun coming up. And there's that moment where it's just you and the lake and nobody else, which you hear the same stories about fishermen. It's just you and the lake that morning. There's something about that. You can't duplicate or replicate that anywhere.
No, you can't. You sure can't.
Do you have episodes like that or moments like that with your family where it's like, holy smokes, I am pretty damn lucky?
Yeah. Me and my son, we go on an annual camping and floating trip for a couple days down a river, and he just loves it. It's one of his highlights of the year. But, that's the thing about it. It doesn't always have to be out in a bass boat on a big lake. You can have those moments in a pond or a creek right behind your house.
Well, he's got something, Kenny, and I think more parents need to be at least try something like this. If not on a boat, somewhere. No iPad Saturday. It's brilliant.
That's right.
And Kate is cool with it because he loves, you have raised him right. He loves basically what you love, and it's just a chance for you guys to bond.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I work hard at it and just want to introduce him to all the things I did growing up as a kid, and there's a lot out there in this world. And I get scared sometimes at some of our kids that are so involved in those iPads and video games. And don't get me wrong, he loves playing them and plays them a lot, but I try to balance it and make sure he has a little of it all.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem with playing them, but as long as, the balance is the key word there.
Bam.
Yeah.
Edwin Evers, it's always good to get here in the Freak Nation. First time, in fact. We appreciate what you've done and looking forward to more. With this contact we have between General Tire and others, man, it's fantastic, and we enjoy what you guys are doing, man.
Well, thank you so much, and enjoy you guys, and the world that you're in is pretty interesting, too. That's a whole other aspect, and a lot of fun with that, too. So I'm one of those that like to go fast.
Edwin Evers, you're so right. In 18 years, we've learned a lot about drivers in all series, and all of them like to be outdoors, and a lot of them like fishing. So there's got to be some crossover among sponsors in the Major League Fishing and in Major League Auto Racing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I can learn a lot because I like, you know, I've got dreams of restoring some older, vehicles and the stuff that you guys do and that I see on TV. It's pretty cool. I can spend a lot of money at it.
Okay, Edwin, contact General Tire. Ask them for SEMA passes.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's pretty amazing place.
Yes.
Edwin Evers joining us here in the Freak Nation, man. Good luck to you, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Statman, when was the last time you were out fishing on a big old fat lake?
I can't remember.
Right.
When I was listening to him, I can't remember. I always have a good time when I go, just like camping, but it's never high enough on the priority to go because I want to.
When you get out on a lake, and I don't give a damn if you're a football fan, stock car, regardless, if you're human, if you've ever been out on a lake and there's not a whole lot going on, you're just on a boat, whether you're having a beer, having a sandwich, catching a sunburn, or catching a catfish, there's something about being on a body of water that you,
it's soothing.
It is. Hell yes, it is. Just imagine sitting on a doing those things that I pointed out, and then catching smallmouth or bigmouth bass, catching fish, and getting paid millions of dollars to do that. That's just badass.
You're absolutely right. being on water. I know when I would go to the Martha's Vineyard, the only way to get there is on a ferry. And I don't care how stressed you were to get there, to get from Logan Airport and blah, blah. But once you 45 minutes of that ferry ride, when you get off the ferry, you're relaxed. And I've heard people say that because we were born in water, we were conceived in water, and our first 9 months of our lives, we breathed in water. And the earth is, 70% water. That, you know, we're a part of water, and water's a part of us. So it does overwhelm us, and have that relaxing ability to relax is what I'm trying to say.
Can we go on vacation tomorrow?
It's sure.
This is not the kind of talk I want, knowing that, wait a minute, we have no vacation plan for a while.
But again, I don't want to sound flippant when I say, just sit on the lake and earn millions of dollars. These guys just don't drop a freaking spinner bait in the water and these smallmouth bass jump on the damn thing.
Oh, no, no, no. I've learned a lot about what they actually do, the research. They're kind of, they're weathermen in a boat, and they're water readers in a boat. It's incredible how these guys prepare for these fishing events, and how they read the winds, how they read the tide. It's wow. It's amazing.
And to take this in a completely different direction, Suave, who's here in the studio with us in Crasher, wasn't it you and Suave that lost a bet to Clancy and me?
Yes.
Where we had two anglers in here trying to cast into the cup in your crotch?
Yes, it's right? up on...
What's that, man?
there's video of it, too. It's up on the Freaks with Kenny and Crash, the Daily
Stat
Show
man.
Facebook page. Yeah, so can I explain what happened
as best
I can? So essentially, Crash and I had two, like, Red Solo cups in between our legs, and these two professional anglers...
Wait a minute. You know, listening to a story like this, that there had to be a Red Solo cup in it somewhere.
Yeah, they were empty, though, damn it. They were empty.
But yeah, Suave and I were both spread eagle with a Red Solo cup in our crotch, and
These
anglers went at it with us.
And we had to wear helmets for this occasion, motorcycle helmets, because we were scared of we were going to hurt our pretty faces.
You put the helmets on your head?
Yes.
This is even crazy.
Yeah, I'll actually go ahead and tweet out a picture from the occasion at Speed Freaks momentarily. So y'all
just
can
tweet
see
the
it.
link to the video too. Tag General Tire in there. All right.
We didn't want the hooks to catch our eyes, so like it does with fish.
They could catch anywhere else, right?
Yeah. They could catch our leg, and they could make us bleed, but not the eyeballs.
But one was Jimmy Savoini, who's a big time star with the Wild West Bass Trail. I can't think of the other dude's name who's a champion Bassmasters fisherman, angler. It took him like once or twice, bam, right in the solo cup. And they were probably
so accurate. It was
30
incredible.
Feet away.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. They were, was so impressed. I thought, okay, you didn't cut us.
You didn't cut us?
Yeah, we were safe.
Stat man, don't ever lose a bet with me, man.
Yeah, like I said, whenever... That's the two greatest lines in all of English language is here, hold my beer, and the other one is watch this.
Yeah, 1A and then 1B is here, hold my watch and watch this.
Oh, yeah. NASCAR fans will get that one.
In the garage.
Richard Childress.
So we're not underestimating by any stretch that these cats don't know what the hell. They know what they're doing.
Hells yes.
There's so much money. Two of our big partners, Lucas Oil, General Tire, dump a whole lot of money into those series because they realize the significance of those that follow Major League Fishing. Major League Fishing is on ABC. It's on NBC. It's on CBS. Bassmasters, you can find it anywhere. Not just those third or fourth tier cable network channels. I mean, these are big boy series. And go ahead, Stat.
These guys are pros. People don't understand I always ignore the guy who says, well, my coach kept me. If it wasn't for my coach in high school, I'd be in the NFL now. Oh. You know, I mean, these guys are pros. They're not just out there with a six-pack and throwing a line in the water. They know what they're doing, and they know how to catch fish, and most of all, how to win the prize money, whatever that is, whether it's catching fish and throwing them back, catching fish and eating them on the spot, whatever it is, they know how to win the money when the money's on the table.
You just came up with another idea for a whole nother fishing series. Catch and grill. Literally catch, grill, and eat all on the same spot. That would be, yeah, who comes up with the best recipe with literally what you pull out of the lake at that moment?
Whoa.
That'd be badass.
Wouldn't it, though? You only get a certain amount of ingredients? Or you have maybe...
We're combining, like, Top Chef with Major League Fishing.
See there? You've got 10 ingredients, and you can only pick 5 of those 10.
And you got and a red Solo cup. That's the most important thing. Most
with a helmet.
You can have. Yeah. With a helmet, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm hungry.
Squabba, you want to share with the Freak Nation the other bet that you've yet to pay off between Alex, Crash, yours truly, that's just sitting there waiting that we're gonna Statman dig, Freak Nation dig this. Again, Squabba is the kind of guy that he bets with his heart, not with his head. So
well,
he's
if it's any indication, on our football polls this weekend, he went 0-6.
Got it.
Our football bet.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. So Statman, Suave, a bet coming up that eventually he's going to pay off is wearing a Chicago Blackhawks thong while sitting in a car, windows rolled up, and someone smokes a big fat heater, a cigarette, all right?
No!
And he has to eat pizza with pineapple.
Oh, jeez. That's unconscionable. Who thought that up? You ought to have that.
I never learned that. I never freaking learned.
Guess who thought that up? That would be Kenny.
Well, he's paying off 3 bets in 1. We're just going to let him get it out. Oh, Freak Nation. Megadeth's own Dave Mustaine joins us next hour. Sheldon Creed, ARCA Series champion, and more coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and Blackhawk Storm.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Nation, second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of this thing. Last hour, Major League Fishing superstar Edwin Evers was in here. Cup superstar Daniel Suarez as well. The website's speedfreaks.tv. You missed any of the show, that's where you go, man. To download, listen, do anything you want to do with the Freaks, you go to speedfreaks.tv. This hour, his name is Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. We flash back with him over five years ago. He joined us here in the Freak Nation with us celebrating over 18 years of the Freaks. We try and do our best to give you a freaking flashback every Sunday night with one of the most spectacular interviews that we could find. And Dave Mustaine, someone who's never a loss of words, who frankly, he'll tell you, he's lucky to be alive. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth and a freaking flashback coming up in about 45 minutes. Your stat man, Scat, also coming up in 20 minutes. And Sheldon Creed, ARCA Series champion and your ARCA winner from Kansas. He joins us coming up in about 12 minutes. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes as well. We were talking about losing bets last hour as well. We probably won't go in depth with that anymore. But if you really want to find out what involves a Chicago Blackhawks thong, pineapple pizza, and a young man of about 27 years old and sitting inside of a car while someone lights up a big fat cigarette and hot boxes his happy ass while he's in that thong eating pizza.
Oh, boy.
Well, again, you go to speedfreaks.tv, and we'll share with you exactly what we're talking about.
I think you just, you know how there's clickbait, and then there's anti-clickbait. I think that right there was anti-clickbait.
That's not, come on.
Why does anybody want to click that? Oh, can't wait to see someone in a Blackhawks thong getting smoked out by his buddies.
Unless we do a competition for who wants to smoke the cigarette, right, in the car next to Richie, because that's in a vacant spot right now.
That's right, because Clancy, you've given up the heaters, right?
I have. It's been about 3 months now.
Whoa. Ooh. Well, then maybe I just go, oh, stat man. Maybe I go deep with a big old fat Swisher Sweet, and I smoke the cigar in there with Clancy, with Suave.
Oh, where are we going?
Great flavor. Oh.
A fat Swisher Sweet, that's a contradiction in terms. Part of the reason they're called Swisher Sweets is because they're skinny, stinky things.
They're not sweet.
Yeah, you do have your slim Swishers. But these are these big. What were those one, man, with those? Oh, man. What were they called? Black and Milds is one of them, yeah? I'm going back. Captain Black. I used to smoke a pipe. I smoked a pipe in college.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Everybody tries a pipe at some point or another.
But college? I don't know if I've ever known anybody in college to smoke a pipe. Plenty of years.
Wait a minute. No, everybody smokes it. The worst thing about a pipe, though, is when that nicotine juice comes back through the stem and you have to taste that. That's the worst. That is the worst. I hated that.
Is that worse than backwash?
Oh, yeah, without question. Without question.
And again, pipes, again, this is a motorsports show, Freak Nation. But again, if you've smoked a pipe, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have the packer, okay? You pack your Captain Black down into the pipe, all right? And sometimes you just forget it. You're like, damn, I don't have my packer. You have nothing to stack it with. And you would get a callus on one of your fingers pushing down the ash in your pipe. You would. Yeah, don't stab, man. Come on, man. Listen, that's when you're a serious pipe smoker like I pretended to be, you had to stack your pipe.
Well, part of the problem was you couldn't stack it too much because the fire would go out if it was tamped down too much. Yeah. You got to leave it so that it'll burn. Come on.
So is this what happens when the motorsports season comes to an end and Sunday Night Football is just a complete blowout? We talk about burning our fingers and getting calluses and stacking pipes, but not too much.
Nothing's going to make me happier than 10 years from now, 15 years, 10, 12 years from now, my daughter says, you know what, let me go ask my dad. He's out back smoking his pipe.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be so awesome. Oh, my daughter, the girlfriend's got to go out. I'm back out by the pool just mumbling useless Shakespearean quotes for my pipe.
Oh, right.
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
God help Henley.
Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes coming up, but we got to rejoin some affiliates coming up right about now.
Speed Freaks, we promise to suck less. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
The Freaks.
Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by General Tire. General Tire, they do nothing but go out there and win championships, just like they did with Sheldon Creed. Friday night, Kansas Speedway, your ARCA Series champion. Sheldon Creed joins us in a few minutes. And again, he runs on General Tires on his ARCA stock car. You go to GeneralTire.com to find the right tire for your righteous truck, car. You got a stock car? Put General Tires on that bad boy. Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by GT. Crasher.
Formula One in Austin, and yes, the title fight for 2018 will continue. No, Lewis Hamilton was not able to wrap the season in front of the U.S. crowd, but he is still so far ahead, it's crazy. Taking over at the start and using a one-stop strategy, the USGP win went to Kimi Raikkonen, who claims that, well, this win, his first since rejoining Ferrari and his first since the Australian Grand Prix in 2013, finally proves his doubters wrong. But most importantly, his daughters are excited because daddy finally gets to come home with a winner's hat. Yeah, that's a little bit of pressure right there.
Bam.
Just a bit north, NASCAR and ARCA raced in Kansas. ARCA with their season finale, where Sheldon Creed, all he had to do to clinch the championship was take to the track for one practice lap. He did a little bit more, though. He won the freaking race. Sheldon Creed, who's coming up in just about 5 minutes, he signed up for a full-time ride this season with the only goal in mind being to win the title. Some said it was a little too lofty, but I'm wondering what those folks are thinking right about now. NASCAR on to Xfinity, John Hunter Nemechek, your winner there. And in Monster Energy Cup, we are now down to the round of eight. Chase Elliott took the cup win today, and because of that, his second win in this round of 12. Points were at a premium for any driver needing to make it to the next round. And those points did not go favorably for Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney. Ouch. In some other news, Fernando Alonso said that a full season of IndyCar seems too demanding with his sports car schedule for 2019. He also said he's not ruling out a full-time effort in the future and also not ruling out the 2019 Indy 500 by saying, quote, it still has the biggest pull for me, especially now after winning Le Mans. It's only one step away from the Triple Crown, and I would love to do it again, unquote.
Freak Nation, coming up, Sheldon Creed. You heard Crasher talk about him. He comes from a long line of success in off-road, but more importantly, he's now a champion. He joins us next on them General Tires, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV-TV. MAV-TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV-TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV-TV is motorsport.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately.
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the pit of misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of misery. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
For over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, and your anywhere. From the aggressive all-terrain performance of the new Grabber ATX to the strong and durable all-purpose terrain Grabber APT, General Tire's balance, excellent on-road performance with off-road capabilities, designed for all weather conditions. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, helping to keep speed freaks on the road since 2001.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Texas Roadkill, the San Francisco Swallows, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, I got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative, funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the New Orleans Curse or the Nashville Bootleggers. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com. And get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. In my Misfits way of life, a dark black past is my.
Speed Freaks from the Lucas Oil Studios. Been doing that over 18 years, Freak Nation. Follow us on Twitter. We're there for you on Facebook. The website, speedfreaks.tv. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. This dude's been the Freak Nation before, and couple of reasons for tonight. Well, he wins the ARCA Kansas race, running on those General Tires, and wraps up the ARCA Championship back at his home and just outside of San Diego. Sheldon Creed joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Sheldon, I was curious, though, do you have a little itch going on right about now? I know how you like off-road trucks and short course racing. With Crash and Me based here in Phoenix, you know the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series is out in Chandler. Why don't you just have a little flyby to Phoenix getting those short course off-road trucks?
Yeah. I actually almost did. My cousins are racing out there this weekend. Actually, they just went first and second in the mod class today. So super cool for them. And I miss being at the off-road track. I went to Glen Helen to watch them a few weeks ago and actually got asked to fill in and race the pro buggy the second night. So definitely miss it, but having fun with what I'm doing right now.
Sheldon Creed, your ARCA Series champion and winner from Kansas Speedway Friday, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you talk about you're still trying to figure out how to run a stock car. The aerodynamics, the setup, and certain issues with the stock cars and eventually the trucks as well. How close are you, do you think, to figuring this out?
I don't think the learning's ever going to stop. They keep coming out with new bodies and tires keep evolving and just everything keeps changing. So I think for all of us drivers, I think we're always trying to learn something new and just try to have an edge. And I feel like at the beginning of the year, I was still figuring it out and just trying to be comfortable in the race car. And I think as the races went on this year, I got much more comfortable and just kind of learning the limits of the race car and learning how to drive them to be the smoothest and I guess have the most finesse in them.
Yeah, but I'm going to flip Kenny's question around a little bit because you also did pick up at least ARCA cars. You've picked it up so quickly. It's amazing to me that this was basically your first full-time season in ARCA, and here you are the champion. Back in 2016, I believe it was after your first test, you were talking about how it was more difficult than you expected. But look at you. 2 years later, you're a champ. That's not normal.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they're super hard to drive. It's hard to be fast and consistently fast. And I'd say the biggest thing is just learning how to communicate with your crew chief and your guys to make your car better and kind of take what you're feeling and explaining it on how to explain it to them, how to make your car faster. So that's been my biggest part. And just trying to slow down, I think, has been my biggest thing.
2018 ARCA champion on those general tires, Sheldon Creed joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Sheldon, how difficult is it? Because your background, whether it's two-wheel or off-road trucks, how difficult is it to have to exchange information with your crew chief and get it communicated perfectly versus what you grew up with on you making changes on demand in the cockpit or on the bike?
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure not the easiest thing, especially because I didn't grow up doing it. I mean, I grew up racing off-road, and it's the aspect of setup and how you change the race car is totally different to what it is now, and there's so many more things you can change. So, I mean, it was really hard at the beginning. I think I'm getting better now at communicating, and just Jeff and my guys at MDM made that much more, like, understandable for me, and we worked together pretty closely on that this year, just giving feedback and what we need in the race car.
Sheldon Creed, your crew chief is Jeff Stinkiewicz, right?
Yeah.
What kind of advice did he give you? He's got some experience in chasing down championships. He got a championship with Grant Enfinger in 2016. What advice did he give you to help you close this deal?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is he just tried slowing me down a little bit. I was always so eager to just be wide open the whole time, and he helped me settle down a little bit and just kind of told me what he wanted feedback-wise and just how to break down the corner for him. And I didn't learn it overnight. I was still getting better at the end of the season. So we did, 20 races this year, and I think each race my feedback got better. And I think having a relationship with your crew chief or with somebody that's working on the car totally helps. And we just had a lot of fun with it this year.
Sheldon Creed, let's build on that a little bit. It is so important that you have a good relationship with your crew chief. You're good friends with Jimmy Johnson. Your families are close. What do you think he's going through now, losing Chad Knaus as his crew chief going forward?
I think they've had a really good relationship. I mean, they won 7 championships together. And I don't know, it seems like the last year or two, they've just kind of been butting heads on working together, and I think maybe them splitting could help. I think that's their whole goal, is they want to be the best as a team and as an organization, and I think they're just making some changes that they think are going to help. So,
Sheldon Creed joining us here in the Freak Nation, your ARCA Series champion running on general tires, of course your Kansas winner as well Friday night, and we always talk to off-road drivers such as yourself who move into stock cars, the advantage that you have for the most part on really how to manipulate a stock car per se. If you would have gone, let's say, directly from, starting in stock cars, how far behind would you be in being able to pick up the subtleties of driving a stock car versus all the time that you spent on dirt?
Are you talking if I started in late models at like a younger age, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would have had a little bit of a head start, just learning how to drive them and not overdriving. And working with crew chiefs more with the off-road stuff. I mean, there was setup in it, but it's pretty much you in the race car once you're on the track. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll give a little head start, but from where I'm at right now, I'm pretty happy.
Sheldon Creed, there's always room to learn, and as soon as you master this driver-crew chief relationship, you've got a lot of experience in off-road, on dirt. I've always been told that that helps you feel the asphalt a little better. Do you think it'll help you grow in your race skill in the future?
Yeah, I think the off-road taught tons of car control. I like to be loose. I hate tight race cars, so... if I'm a sick loose, then I'm a happy camper in the race car. And that was huge this year. I would preach to my crew chief. I was like, dude, as long as we're loose, we're going to be fast. And I think the more I'm in it, the tighter I'd like to be, just being in the car more. And you can be a tick tight nowadays and still be really fast. So I think the off-road thing was just car control is probably what the biggest thing it taught me, and being able to do a lot of things in the race car, even when it's not perfect.
Sheldon Creed joining us here in the Freak Nation. How close are you to landing a full-time ride for next season, either in the trucks, Xfinity, or Cup?
I mean, who knows? I mean, our goal is trucks right now. So working with United Rentals, Hardee's, just trying to get the funding together. I mean, it's getting to a point where it's pretty expensive to go racing, and you need a big time sponsor to back you. So just working with partners right now, and I mean, we've got a few rides lined up, but we just need it all to come together here in the next couple months to have a full time deal.
Sheldon, you bring up United Rentals. That makes me think of the Ray Hall Letterman Lanigan team over in IndyCar. Would you ever entertain an open wheel ride?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, if it was a good car and the opportunity was there, I would for sure consider it. But I don't know. I like the full body cars. I feel like they're a lot safer, and I like walking on my 2 feet every day. So considering that, I mean, if it was like an Indy 500 ride and a good car, then I'd probably take it. That's like a once in a lifetime opportunity there.
Bam.
You say you like a loose race car, and that's what's successful in IndyCar. That's what Scott Dixon does. I'm telling you, that's what makes it successful for people like Dixon and Dario Franchitti back in the day. They loved a loose race car, and look what they've done.
There you go. His name is Sheldon Creed, joining us here in the Freak Nation, man. Congratulations on this championship, buddy. It's big time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good luck to you for 2019, man.
Right on. Thank you.
Coming up, Freak Nation, your stat man, Scat. Also want to jump back to something that Sheldon Creed just shared with us there in the interview about walking on 2 feet. It was one reason why he isn't considering running full-time in the IndyCar series. That and, that Formula One Grand Prix that Lewis Hamilton was supposed to, again, clinch that championship in Austin this past weekend.
Oops.
Didn't happen. It's all next. Coming up, Speed Freaks Pitch, Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
If you're listening to the Freaks, there's a chance you know the name Huffaker Engineering and Joe Huffaker. Huffaker Engineering's been around since 1960, winning races and championships almost ever since. Included are 3 Trans Am titles and all kinds of Sports Car Club of America titles in Jaguars, Sports Racers, and Little F Production MGs. Joe raced anything with engines he built and developed. In fact, racers took numbers and stood in lines to get his engines. Well, yesterday, the son, Joe Jr., won his 10th SCCA National Championship in another black F production MG midget. He won by more than 34 seconds. In Little League, they would have called it a mercy win. We don't talk about amateur racing much, but the Olympics of Amateur Sports Car Racing in America, the SCCA runoffs, happened this week at Sonoma Raceway. Huffaker has been at the track since it opened. He lives 10 minutes away. I'm sure Joe had customers in the field behind him, and I bet even they were cheering for him to get the gold. Peace.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Probably the most accessible Megadeth album ever, Symphony of Destruction. Speaking of Megadeth's own Dave Mustaine, he joins us 20 minutes, a freaking flashback. He was with us over 5 years ago, just after the just horrific Moore, Oklahoma tornado, an EF5. Was at one point, how in the hell does a tornado get over 2 miles wide?
And 2 miles wide and still punching out 250-mile-an-hour winds. We saw the wind destruction. Granted, it was long-time sustained winds on Mexico Beach in Florida from this most recent hurricane and how horrible that place was, just devastated. And that was 100 miles an hour slower. Okay.
But you just think of tornadoes as being, okay, and I'm sorry. I lived in Tornado Alley in portions of Texas, but never saw one that close, but again, nothing looked a mile wide or 4 football fields wide, regardless. The point of this is Megadeth helped raise money for the victims of the Moore, Oklahoma tornado that hit over 5 years ago. So it's part of our interview with a freaking flashback. Sheldon Creed joined us last segment. Sheldon Creed's family is synonymous with off-road racing. Sheldon Creed's had success in off-road racing in the Robbie Gordon series and Lucas Oil off-road racing series and other off-road series. But he won himself an ARCA championship last Friday night and won the race at Kansas. Should be moving into the NASCAR Truck Series full-time next year. He's not sure. But the one statement that came out of the interview with him was Crasher asked him something about going to IndyCar and running IndyCar. Would he ever do that? And out of that statement came, you know what, I just want to be able to walk on my 2 feet. And Crasher, the reason he brought that up was why?
Robert Wickens had a pretty severe crash earlier in August of this year at Pocono. And
IndyCar Series driver.
And he's still in a wheelchair. And I think that that spooked. That crash on top of the crash that killed Justin Wilson at that same track, what, 3 years earlier? It spooked some people. And to this day, to this minute, there are drivers in all of racing that are a little bit spooked about some of the tragedies that can happen with IndyCar. And the cars are overall very safe, but they are also some of the fastest in the sport. And when something big happens and you just cannot control what might happen with all those forces, a Robert Wickens injury can ensue. And again, I can't go beyond any other word than saying some drivers are spooked. And I think that's where Sheldon Creed's comment came from.
And Statman, I want you to chime in on this. You believe there's an image problem with IndyCar right about now?
I think it's a huge, huge, massively huge problem. And unless they deal with it, they're going to have some of the same. Everything is fine in all forms of racing until something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then in IndyCar, they're going so fast, so close, with the wheels and tires exposed, that when it goes wrong fast. And the human physiology is just not designed to respond that fast. I had years ago, this was, I don't know, in the mid-80s, late-80s, something like that, I did a magazine piece, and I forget what the theme of the thing was, but I remember talking to Rick Mears right after, a couple of years after his accident in Canada that damaged his feet. And I asked him one question, and he answered that. How did he respond? What was going through his mind? And 7.5 minutes later, he finished that answer. And he said that the track marks, the skid marks on the ground, were only about 3/4 of a second long. And all of that went through his mind in 7.5 minutes. There's just too much going on. And imagine how much faster the cars are now than they were in the late 80s.
He had a 7.5 minute answer to something that happened to him in 3/4 of a second that caused him. He limps to this day because of that crash.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. The cars are too fast, and people say, well, racing is speed. And I argue that racing is not just speed, as long as you're going faster than I could drive on the freeway, but racing is competition. And when the competition is altered by the quest for speed, then you're not racing anymore, and the human body can't handle the speeds that they're going nowadays.
What do you do, Statman?
You got to slow. Well, you got to take the arrow out of the car. Remember when? The funny car and Top Fuel driver Kenny
Bernstein.
Yeah. When Kenny Bernstein, when he talked about how sweet the Top Fuel cars are to drive now, he said they're so long. When you drive them, it's like driving a Cadillac. Now, we laughed at that, but the cars are so safe now that anybody could drive them. Not anybody, but more people can drive them than probably are able and experienced enough to handle what happens when the cars go wrong. And that's a problem. They've got to slow the cars down. They've got to take some of the aero out of it so that you have to drive the car and not aim it.
Wow.
But those cars, we're talking about Top Fuel and funny car, we're talking 330 miles an hour. Now, the difference being, it is all about speed and power and getting off the starting line and getting to the finish line first. Granted, yeah, that's all of racing. But there's no turning. So how do you take what they have learned in NHRA and apply that to IndyCar that goes left and right and sometimes on ovals only left and at some decently high banks?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know how much would translate the acceleration and the top speed. I mean, I had a driver tell me just within the month that if they went back to driving the racing at a quarter mile, that the top speed of the cars would surpass 350 miles an hour. That's too fast. They're going 330 now, and they said that extra distance would add another at least 25 to 30 miles an hour to the speed of the cars. That's too fast. And the human body can't – everything is fine when the car is going straight. All the aero works. Everything is fine. But when the car gets a little sideways, whether it's on a drag strip or on a racetrack, and the aero is broken, you lose adhesion, what do you do then? And that's where the problem lies.
Suave Clancy, I want your opinion on this. Suave was not a motorsports fan, or he didn't follow it as much as he does now until we met him. We've taken him out to many different kinds of forms of racing. You've seen big boy drag racing. Clancy, you have too now. Can you comprehend? First of all, you couldn't comprehend lighting of a funny car or top fuel car until you saw it in person. Mm-hmm. Two, can you guys comprehend 350 miles an hour in a quarter mile? You're already seeing 330 in 1,000 feet, dog.
Yeah, it's tough to even – you can watch it on TV all you want, and it's that 330 miles an hour from the start line where you have taken Clancy and I before. It's insane. It's 20 miles per hour doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm assuming when you put it out there on that racetrack, it's ridiculous.
It's loud.
It is loud. Yeah. I've seen people turn and run the other way. I mean, the top fuel and funny cars register on Richter, the seismographs at 2 and 3. They shake the ground like an earthquake if the seismograph is too close. Now, that's just too much power, and people can't relate to that. Now, mm-mm. People can't relate when they're watching a car. They can't relate 250 to 300 miles an hour, but you've got to slow the cars down. At Indy and an Indy car, you've got to slow the cars down. It's too dangerous.
Freak Nation, if there was a soundtrack or a band with a soundtrack that would go well with drag racing, it would be Megadeth. And we have a freaking flashback with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. Joining us next, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive, unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
This is going really well.
Yeah, so I guess you've heard then.
What? You mean that whole saving money with Geico thing?
No. That I'm actually a chess painter.
Pirate Band Unite!
That was not on the profile.
So now you've heard. Geico. Saving people money on car insurance and now an official partner of Major League Baseball.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness stiffness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with the driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire, they got you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire, they're going to get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with speed freaks since 2001.
Lucas Complete Engine Treatment. It's a new multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. It's designed for use in both engine oil and fuel systems. It cleans and lubricates the entire gas or diesel fuel system from the tank to injectors. It contains special Lucas additives that cause the fuel to burn thoroughly and help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. It works.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks? Got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
I believe the official scorekeeper of the Bengals-Chiefs game just threw his tablet out the window and said, screw it. There's not enough zeros for what Kansas City's doing. What's the final score, Clancy? 73-4?
45-10?
4. It's very rare to score 4 points in a football game.
What are they averaging per game now?
A lot.
40-something, right? It's bonkers.
It's close.
It's just, man. Hey, look. Freak Nation, we have a freaking flashback, and usually they're not self-induced, and nor is this one. We've been doing this for over 18 years here in the Freak Nation, and we've got hours and hours and miles of past interviews that we like to bring back and share them with you. Most of them are the more meatier ones, meat as in M-E-A-T, meatier ones, and this is another one of those. This is over 5 years ago in May. 2013 was when the Moore, Oklahoma tornado hit, ripped apart that town. $2 billion worth of damage. 24, 25 people died. EF5 tornado. I think a tornado got to be about 2.25 miles wide. It was just gnarly. The reason I bring that up is because Megadeth at the time, they were helping raise money with some concerts for the Moore, Oklahoma victims. But Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, joins us now in the Freak Nation. It is a freaking flashback, as I said, what we like to do here in the Freak Nation. And what's so enjoyable about Dave Mustaine is he's one of those guys that will just tell you exactly how he's feeling and what he thinks. He's a guy that should be dead 20 times over, whether it's alcohol or drugs. But along the way, they've sold over 38 million records, 11 Grammy nominations. And again, we caught up with him just after the Moore, Oklahoma tornado, and it was on the release of their Super Collider record, which I believe came out early June of 2013. And a lot of us were concerned, you know, the relevancy of Megadeth at the time, if anybody would buy the record, and the viability, frankly, of the band, and if they could tour and make more money from touring to help donate to the tornado victims. So, yeah, man. Straight up asked him, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, really, with this record, would you sell any records, Dave Mustaine?
Well, you know, I think it was a combination of both. I knew musically we got this, but then because of the way that, you know, the public is nowadays with you know, file transfers and stuff like that, you know, the music business has really changed a lot. You know, the bands are successful now based on how they can pull things off live. So, fortunately for us, we're a live band that records instead of a band that records that tries to go play live.
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth joins us. And that's a point where a number of musicians try and hit, where they want the distinction between their album and their live show. They want to be known either as a studio band, or a live show. And the number of times that I've seen you, it's, yeah, live show is your calling card, Dave.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, there's nothing worse than when you get a record. When I was a kid, I would get a record, and I would fantasize about seeing the band I was listening to live. I mean, that's obviously what you hope one day when you're listening to a band, to watch them do their thing. And a lot of times the music really does the talk, and especially nowadays with all these digital platforms where people can make songs in their laptops, you know, it's really easy to, you know, play a couple of guitar riffs into a computer and then make a song out of it. But, you know, if the guitar riff isn't good, it's an old saying they say in the music business, you can't polish a turd. I know that's pretty crass, but, you know, I mean, actually, you know, a little bit more colorful, but I kept it clean because we're on the radio.
No, you know what, though? We're out here in the desert. Come on, you've lived here. You can polish a turd. It gets dry enough. Come on, there's ways around it.
There's no clean way to pick it up.
Well, you notice I didn't bring in Justin Bieber in that. We were talking about his rider that he had for one of his shoots, one of his commercials. And we've seen riders of other musicians and solo artists. And some of the specifics for his rider was a specific gummy bear. Would Dave Mustaine ever order a specific gummy bear in Megadeth's rider?
I would order a grizzly bear, but not a gummy bear. Jeez, I'm a rock star. I'm not a pup sissy.
What are some of the things that have been in your riders in the past, like certain types of water or certain things people can or cannot do to you?
No, we're pretty open. I'm pretty experimental. I used to jump out of airplanes, so there's nothing anybody can do to me that I wouldn't want to have done. But as far as, like, our writers and stuff, I think probably the most bizarre things we had was during the period when I had a fancy for cognac and you know, trying to get people to, you know, get good cognac, you know. It was always a screaming match. This is VSOP. I said XO. And I remember the first time I had cognac, I had gone to the world-famous Troubadour in Los Angeles, and somebody offered to buy me a drink. So I said, give me a shot of XO. I had no idea how much it was, and took the shot, and I walked away. And the guy came up to me later, and he goes, that was $50. And I said, it sure tasted good.
Your trials and tribulations with alcohol and a few other partners of those things are pretty well documented.
Yeah, they are. I think that any real, you know, musician, you know, when you're out on the road, it's a lonely place. You know, you've got a couple things that you can turn to, and sometimes they're not always going to be great. You know, I was a poor kid that grew up with, my mom and dad got divorced early, and I was living on my own since I was 15 back in 1976, which is like a 12-year-old nowadays. And, you know, when you're that young trying to provide for yourself, you know, my choices were male prostitution and selling drugs. So I took the easy way, and I became a drug dealer. And, you know, when you do that, you end up becoming your best customer at some point. You know, fortunately for me, I went to rehab and, you know, changed my life around. And you know, I'll have a couple glasses of wine now and then. But as far as the whole drug culture, you know, you almost kind of got to get it out of your system in order to, you know, be able to say I've been there, done that. Now, some people, you know, they're fortunate they never do it. You know, for those of us that live in that, you know, that fast lane, sometimes it's an occupational hazard. You're someplace and someone will say, hey, try this. Now, I got a lot of friends that have died in this business because people would hand them something and they would take it. They say, what was that? You know, it's birth control.
Oh, I've got boobs.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Yeah, me, yes. Your guy friends, no.
Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, joins us. You're supporting the tornado victims in Oklahoma City. Was this your idea, or did someone from Oklahoma come to you about this?
No. It was my idea. You know, I'm very proud to be an American, and I love our country, and I think that one of the things that makes us really strong is that even, you know, though right now people are really polarized over, you know, the whole political process, and you know, there's a lot of other things that are polarizing us right now. Still, at the end of the day, it's when a tragedy like this happens that real American survival spirit it comes through. And, you know, when it first happened, I called up Zach, and I said, Zach, I'm going to do this. Will you stand with me? And he goes, Valhalla, Father Dave, Java, He talks, he's so crazy. And he said, man, I'm down with you. And I was like, great. And I talked to David Draymond, and he goes, it'd be an honor and a pleasure. And I was like, all right, good. The three big guns on the tour are going to do it. You know, the other bands, they may not be able to step up to the plate as much as we are, but, you know, I'm foregoing our whole fee for the day and all of our proceeds and everything. We're donating all that to the city, and then the day before, on the 15th, our show's on the 16th, we're going to have, like we talked about, the softball game, and last time we did that, we usually donate food to food banks for people that want to watch us make fools of ourselves in a baseball field.
Oh, now that would be fun.
You know, and here's, this is going to bring back, if you have any memory at all on this one, Dave Mustaine, when I was on Pirate Radio in Los Angeles in 93, that's true. We actually played softball against Megadeth and a few other bands. And I think after we finished that, again, we went straight to the bar.
Sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, that does it. It was on the USC campus. We went straight to a bar, and again, we weren't thinking about helping others. You and I are the same age. Now at this age, it is about helping others, the less fortunate.
Yeah, it is. You know, I heard a saying recently, you know, I mean, I don't consider myself to be old, but I saw this statement. It said that, you know, growing old is a privilege. Stupid people don't get to do it. And I thought, you know what, I can honestly say a lot of, you know, unfortunate accidents have happened to people in my industry. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm still doing this. You know, I'm not as agile as I used to be. You know, I mean, I used to play Little League when I was a kid, so I loved playing baseball. But, you know, I'm not going to go out there and break my neck if I hit an infield single and I got to run it out. I'm probably just going to saunter down to first base.
But, yeah, you've got with the Gigantor, you've got Black Label Society, Device, Hell Yeah, Newstead, and Death Division. That's true. With Zach Wilde out there and some maybe like Dolphin shorts and some, you know, high-top Nikes or Reeboks, that would be bitching, Dave.
Dolphin shorts. Oh, my God.
That'd be sexy.
You got to get Zach Wilde in some of those Dolphin shorts, man.
No. You know what? I'm going to go wash my brain after this conversation.
Yeah, that's a visual that you and I don't need. I understand that, but we.
Oh boy.
Oh man.
You know, I see
like
you.
Viking and bike shorts.
Horns. You know, I see we're talking about Oklahoma City a little bit, and I see you've got a lot of Canadian dates on here, and you tweeted recently that you were sorry about their floods. Heck, there's another chance for another baseball game and fundraiser.
It would be hockey up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we've already done something with Canada when they had the big ice storm back in Montreal a while ago. And
oh, wow.
I think that, you know, we had done something after we played anybody that brought blankets and canned human consumption, non-perishable food, got a pass to stay after the show and meet all of us. And, you know, there were hundreds of people there, and it went way into the morning. But, you know, it was the right thing to do. You know, I mean, because face it, rock stars, the ones of us that are successful, we're pretty underworked and pretty overpaid, and not very many of us remember, you know, where we came from. I do. I still say please and thank you. Sometimes I'll say please get out of here and say thank you when they've left. But, you know, for me, it's like, you know, just remembering who you are. A lot of metal players are salt of the earth, guys that get up and they go to work every single day. You know, and they're the ones that are the backbone of our country. Like, you know how Johnny Cash was the heavy metal dude in country. You know, he was like one of my idols growing up, and I've always tried to take that same kind of humble working class mentality to my job.
Freak Nation, his name, Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, Crasher, go ahead.
Well, just a little bit I wanted to refer to with hockey. We are here in Phoenix. You were a big Coyotes fan, correct?
I still am. You know, I'm not a fair weather fan. You know, I was there when they first came, when they were the Jets, and everybody still was wearing Jet T-shirts under their Coyote jerseys. And, you know, I was actually there when they had the Fire on Ice series in the very beginning. Ralph Marchetta, my buddy at America West Arena, gave us tickets to come down and watch, and the Blackhawks played somebody. I can't remember who it was, but I knew it was the Blackhawks, and everyone was going, like, God, can we get ice in the desert? It was like, get out of here. That's so stupid. No one will ever bring a hockey team to the desert. You know, my son played hockey out there for a while because of the Coyotes come in, so it was great. I think it really brought great possibility to the kids in Phoenix to have a shot at being in the NHL.
See, Glendale City Council needs to listen to you right now. There's a chance we may not keep the Coyotes. So, yeah, you just gave a perfect example. Great for the kids here in the Valley.
Well, winning helps, too. So, you know, it's responsibility of the organization as a whole if they want to stay. I'm not going to tell them how to do their job. Heck, I have a hard enough time keeping my guitar tuned. But, you know, I mean, like I was just talking to somebody in Detroit. We had a drummer that was from Detroit, and he worked with us back when the Red Wings, they couldn't win if they were playing a girls' team. And the guy that does Pizza, whatever his name, Ilyich, bought the team. And I remember them becoming a dynasty. And you know, all it takes is a couple of good seasons, mm-hmm. man, and people will be loyal.
Dave Mustaine with Megadeth, if there's one sentence or one word or one statement you want to give the city of Glendale to keep the Coyotes here, what would that be?
One sentence? Never surrender.
That's so true. The indelible mark that the Coyotes have left on this city, you can't drop out on us now. You can't leave us,
man. Hockey's cool. Come on, man. Plus, you know, I got to tell you, a big part of my heart belongs to the zone. And whenever we fly through and we're connecting and I'm in Sky Harbor Airport, I long for the days when I used to live there. You know, I moved because there was stuff in my career I had to tend to, and I moved to California, and, you know, we're planning on moving out of California because it's not quite what it's cracked up to be like it was when I lived here back when I was a kid. But, you know, I definitely love being out there.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or helium.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party. The
douchebags.
Lose.
Not much motorsport.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Dave Mustaine, Megadeth here in the Freak Nation. Right into this. Probably this young girl will be the president of a multi-billion-dollar company when she turns 24.
I know exactly what story you're going to.
A 9-year-old quickly sold out of her cookies when she was selling for the Canadian Girl Scouts by setting up a shop outside a marijuana store. That's right.
Brilliant.
Isn't it just...
Brilliant.
Elina Childs.
Her parents told her to do that.
They probably did. She sold out in 45 minutes.
30 boxes of cookies was her allotment, raising more than 90... What? 90 bucks? Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it, man.
She could go back. She could buy 30 more boxes and go back.
Why didn't you do what any righteous CEO does and quadruple the price and she could... Taking home 180 bucks. Damn it, man. Congratulations to her, man. Her father said he saw it as both a business opportunity for her daughter and an opportunity to teach her about Canada's new marijuana rules.
There you go, Stabham.
Yeah. All right, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for making this thing possible. Remember to shoot the juice to the moose. And what the hell is that, Statman?
Cut it loose.
Dip.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.